Your Honor, on March 10th, 2017, we lost my father, Gary Kennedy, to a murder, a senseless and brutal crime. Murder is such a strong word as I say it, just seems unbelievable to even say. To hear the evidence in the case and the aftermath of what happened that night, it is difficult to imagine what Gary experienced in the final moments of his life. Speaking on behalf of my family, extended family, and friends of Gary, we are deeply pained by how his life ended. He did not deserve it. On that night, we lost a father, grandfather, brother, uncle, cousin, and friend. Gary was a truly unique human being who was kind, loving, and hardworking, and left his mark on the world. At his celebration of life service, it was amazing how many people were there to remember and honor him. Classmates from school, work friends from 35 plus years at AEP, as well as many family members and friends were there. Everyone had positive and wonderful memories of him to share and have a deep amount of sorrow for his life ending the way it did. For all the good things he did in his life and positive impressions that he made, he did not deserve the ending of life that he was given. Most of all, having been at the hands of his own wife, in his own home, where a person should feel safe. With that, we would respectfully ask for the maximum sentence for Rose for this crime. No one, purposeful or not, should be able to resume a normal life after murdering someone. To see the images, the aftermath of what occurred that night, this will haunt all of us forever. The 911 call was particularly disturbing, and the way she talked to him, even after he was gone. I believe we all saw a glimpse of what he regularly experienced with her when he was alive, which is very tragic. Again, on behalf of Gary's family and friends, I would like to thank the Logan County Sheriff's Office, Logan County Prosecutor's Office, the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Identification and Investigation, the court, and countless others for bringing justice for Gary. We have the utmost respect for these professionals who deal with these situations daily. To see the brutality of crime in this case alone, our prayers are with them as they do their jobs going forward. For my family and extended family in Christ, we can forgive Rose for what she did. However, we will never forget. Thank you.